My hands and right arm had been badly burnt. But although I was in great pain, I was desperate to know if Magwitch was safe. "Everything's fine, Handel," Herbert told me calmly, as he gently put bandages on my hands. "He seems much pleasanter than before. I actually like him now. Do you know, yesterday he was telling me about his past. Apparently at one time he was married to a young woman who was jealous of another woman. There was a fight, and his wife killed the other. Luckily for her, she had a clever lawyer at her trial, and was never punished for the murder. She and Magwitch had a daughter, whom Magwitch dearly loved. Both wife and child disappeared after the trial, and he thought his wife must have killed their daughter." "How old was the child?" I asked, trying to control my excitement. "She would have been about your age, if she had lived." "Herbert," I said, "am I ill, or mad, or anything?" "No," replied Herbert, after examining me carefully, "although you do look a little excited. Listen, Herbert, Magwitch is Estella's father." The next day, although I felt ill and weak because of my burns, I went straight to Jagger's office. He admitted that Estella was his housekeeper's daughter, adopted by Miss Havisham to give her the chance of a better life. But even he, the great Jaggers, did not know that Magwitch was Estella's father.